Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, episode 16. Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your dreadlock connoisseur, and I'm with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And as we promised, we went to see our foreign classic movie that is Oscar nominated called
L.
Not Ellie.
L.
I walked around saying, Ellie? Yeah, I want to see Ellie.
It's
no.
L.
L. Short for Michelle. Mm-hmm. So we went to see that, the Oscar-nominated movie with the tremendous actress Isabelle Huppert, a well-known French actress that we've seen on so many movies, and we'll get into it a little later. But we wanted to talk about Elle. This was pretty amazing movie. What we went to see was based on a story. Here's a quick snippet. A successful businesswoman gets caught up in a game of cat and mouse as she tracks down the unknown man who raped her. So I was like, okay, that sounds interesting.
Yes, it was very interesting.
So we was kind of like, okay, so where do we go from here, this point? I don't want to hear anything else. I saw a couple of previews of it, but I was like, you know what? A lot of French movies are really mysterious. They don't give you a lot. So since they don't give you a lot, you got to come prepared of what they're going to give you.
Well, I mean, you know, French movies are some of the amazing movies where it's not like American movies kind of have some. I mean, some American movies, well, some directors prefer to have a happy ending.
Yep.
And so French movies, a lot of foreign movies are so
real.
They're real. They're amazing. There is not, you know, that.
They're typical.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, let's just say typical, you know, because sometimes it ends well, but it doesn't end well for everybody.
It sure doesn't.
So that's what makes a lot of foreign film that we love seeing is it just doesn't end well for everyone. It may end well for some, and the criminal may go to jail, but the person just may die.
Yes.
Or the person who you didn't expect to go to jail, wow, I guess they got to go to jail.
Exactly.
You know? So these foreign films that's in that way, a lot of times we go because it's, you know, highly recommended, and great actors and actresses. We see a lot of them based on the movies that we go see anyway.
Right. I mean, normally you don't, when, you know, we normally, like you love to watch like the previews, and that's how we know about a lot of foreign movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that, you know, a lot of people don't like foreign movies because they don't like to read the subtitles.
That's correct.
So, you know, I had to bring that up.
Yep.
I mean, people are like, I don't want to read the subtitles.
I don't go to the movies to read. But I'll just stay at home and read a book.
But I'm the problem is that when you see these great foreign films and then they try to Americanize them, it takes away the movie.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, and you know, this is just an assessment that I have. When I'm looking at movies, if it's dubbed, because we've seen a couple of movies that were dubbed in English, mm-hmm. It just looks ridiculous because their voices doesn't match what they look like. And then you can watch them as they speak, and there's like lips moving, and it just reminds me of the old kung fu movies we used to see in New York.
I love them.
And be like, I beat you now.
I love them.
You
that
are
way.
The enemy.
It's so funny that way.
Yeah, but it's funny. It don't supposed to be funny.
I know, but you know, I just
well
like,
back then those were so yeah, those were kind of comedic.
I mean, you know, we could
way.
Sit there. You know, when we was kids, we sit there for hours, like wow.
Yeah, see them back to back and everything. Yeah, yeah. But now, you know, as you older and you want to see quality movies. What you really want to look at is what is the naturalness of the people. Because as they speak, even though you're reading it, the way they're speaking, you can see their body language and their eyes or their facial expressions that gives you more than what they're saying.
Right.
So that's why I would rather listen to them speak another language and watch their body movements and language and facials. And go from there. But, you know, as we said, most Americans that we deal with don't want to see any foreign movies. But we always see a couple during the year.
Yeah.
And then we kind of recap, if it's not the ones that we've seen, we kind of recap at the end of the year or the Oscar nominations. So we'll go to that list.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Right now, it's only three. Even though Elle isn't... one of the movies on the foreign nominations. This was a pretty great movie.
Yeah. So let's go into the movie.
Yeah. Let's go into the movie. We can go on and on.
Yeah. Let's go into the movie. Okay.
So anywho.
Yes. Yes.
Which makes this kind of odd compared to a lot of movies. They started the movie with the rape scene.
Yes. It sure did.
You know, you walk in and there's a blank screen and you hear an attack.
Yeah, they actually had, like, the door closed, and you're looking, it had you looking at the cat. You know, the cat was, like, watching the whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. It was like, oh, my God, what the hell happened?
Yeah, what the hell is this, you know?
Right.
You knew it was going to happen, but damn, do you start the movie this way? Because, you know, looking at the previews, it looked like other stuff was going on, and then it wound up to be that. But no, this wasn't the case. So
I mean, it was a smooth. I mean, this it was like, oh my God, you know, what is she going to do? And you just like, what the hell?
Yep. So
it's a totally flip kind of thing.
So you know, any normal film will, you know, what does she do? Do she call the police?
Right.
Say I just had a break in.
Right. Remember, you're raped. The first thing you're going to do is call the police.
Yep.
Okay.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen in this one.
Next, you want to leave things there to try to piece things together. Okay. What did you do? Nope. She cleaned it up. Then she went and cleaned herself up.
Yeah, she took all, she like, the evidence was gone.
She just,
and it's almost like she was like, what? I mean.
We didn't know if she was shocked. We didn't know if she, her mindset was just kind of like, this didn't happen to me. You didn't know. Because throughout the movie, and I'll go quickly ahead, she is such a, I don't want to say a cold bitch, but she
was a cold bitch.
She was very emotionless throughout.
Yeah.
And her demeanor and actions toward others was, people hated her.
Yeah.
And she didn't give a damn.
Yep, she sure didn't.
She was like, and she moved on.
Yep, but you know what? It's almost like she was like, oh my God. When she found out who it was,
so
her life just changed.
So the thing is, you know, so we go through, like we just said, she was attacked and she cleaned up and she went to work and she had like a bruise on the side of her face. Her son came over because there's like small other storylines within it. Her son, she was separated from her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Her son was a spoiled fucking brat.
Yes.
You know, he was terrible. But he was with a girl that they hated.
Yep.
And that's another story.
Yeah, we'll get there soon. That was funny.
That was funny as hell. So that's way that one went. And then she went to work and she was in charge of a
video game.
Video game
company. Yeah.
She was co-owner with her, what it seems as though her one of her best friends.
Right, right.
And a lot of the guys just couldn't stand her because she was demanding and she was like, I don't give a damn, it's gonna be my way.
Yep.
You know, the first confrontation we see is one of the main programmers telling her, you don't have the ability to tell us what to do.
Yep.
And she clearly says, well, you just think we was some lucky bitches that just walked up into there and all of a sudden we got a company? I'm the boss and you do what the hell I tell you to do.
Sure did.
And, you know, one of the guys is just like, yay, I love you.
If that was like, wow.
Wow.
That was
so, like... so again, she was just raped. She went to work. She told these guys.
I mean, it was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened. I mean, she walked up in there like she running shit.
Which she was.
I mean, and she didn't. I mean, it was like it didn't faze her that that happened to her. But then again, there was a whole nother story behind that.
Yeah. So there's so many layered storylines. But the good thing about this movie too, and that, and I have to say it now in case, you know, we get lost in the mix. The layers went together perfectly. It wasn't like anything was left out. They didn't give you a lot of details, but when the details came up, you kinda understood
it. Yeah, you understood. Yep. It was just a flow. So we know she got raped.
Yep. She got raped.
She cleaned up herself. She took a bath, everything.
Everything. Cleaned up the whole place.
It was almost like she was just laying there like, I don't think she was in shock. She was like,
What am I going to do?
That and like, almost, the way I seen it was like, who the fuck did this? It was like, she was like, who would come in, you know, because she lived in this beautiful location.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was not like crime was all over the place. It wasn't.
Yep.
And I was like, and her mind was like, well, you know, it was just like the way I was looking at her was like, okay, so what are you going to do? And then then went to dinner and told everybody she got raped.
No, so again, you jumping ahead. Okay, there was a lot more that went on before she even announced that.
Okay.
So you know, she, at work, she kind of looked at things and she was like, I need you to go to my house and change all my locks. So she just made a call, change all my locks. That was it. She came back home. She started daydreaming about the rape and how she would have defended herself and crushed the dude with his head with an ashtray. And, you know, she just sat there reminiscing about that. And then she had a small smile on her face. Then she went about her business again.
Yeah, but because she was such a shrewd businesswoman. It was like, it was like almost like, this I'm not going to let this bother me. Because it was much more, I mean, again, you're talking about her mother.
Yeah, so again, she had her ex-husband was trying to do business with her because he had an idea about
for a video game.
And she's like, get the fuck out of here. And he was like, hey, give me an opportunity, I'm broke.
Yep, she sure did.
And you know, they was having dinner with her friends and she backed into his car like, oops.
Oh,
and,
well.
You know, I'm like, what the hell was that all about?
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, yeah, I hate his ass. So that was kind of cool, too. And her best friend, which was her, you know, her partner, she was there with her husband. So her husband, her friend's husband and her ex-husband was having dinner together. And that's when she say, oh, by the way, I didn't know when to bring it up to all of y'all, but I was assaulted in my house. And I just needed to let y'all know. And they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't call the police?
No.
And she constantly was saying, the police won't do anything.
Yep.
And you didn't understand why. I don't trust the police. The police won't do anything.
So that comes to the fact that...
when she went to see her mother.
No, didn't they talked about her? No, didn't she see herself on TV? We saw that part where she was on TV?
Not yet. That was after she saw her mother.
Okay.
So because her mother was saying,
you need to see your father.
There's a documentary. I mean, your father's getting paroled. I mean, he's not being paroled, but he's eligible for parole and you need to go see him.
Right.
She was like,
No,
I'm not going that. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, you know. But she was at a restaurant getting some tea and everything, and some woman walked by her and threw her trash all over her.
That was a little bit before.
Yeah, a little bit before. Once again, we're like, what the hell is this all about?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as she started talking to her mother, she walked in on her mother because she had the key and she was paying for the apartment. So she walked in and was like, look, as long as I'm paying for this shit, I'm just going to come in. And she had this young, you know, Casanova boy that was feeding off her, basically.
And so I don't think, another thing I realized is that... Michelle, that's her name. Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
She was loaded. She had a lot of money.
Oh, because, she had a shitload of money.
Yeah. So, because she was giving her mom a check.
And paying for the rent.
Yes. And paying for the rent.
And paying for her sons.
Yep. Yep.
She
said, okay, I'll pay 3 months rent. I mean, okay, but coming to the son.
Mm. So the son stopped by and she didn't tell him anything about what happened either. But the son said, I need to have an apartment and we need to get together with my girlfriend. And she was like,
yeah,
you know, just ask me for the money.
Right. And the girlfriend was pregnant.
No, I don't want to say that. The girlfriend was pregnant.
Yep.
So she was like,
I'm the daddy.
Okay.
I'm the daddy.
And I'm like, okay. And she was like, okay, I can only do 3 months.
Right, right.
And that's it.
And he's working at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm, making like ice cream and bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
And his best friend was a black dude.
Yep.
So I'm doing a little foreshadowing here, but it'll come up again. But that was his best friend. So, you know, as she was talking to her mom, she was like, has anything occurred? Are you, you know, anybody come up to you? She said, well, based on that, not more than what normally would happen.
Right, right.
So you still like, why the fuck is he in jail? You know? But they don't let you know because there's too much going on in her life. So it's no, you know, need to even speak to that. But her mother kept saying, I need for you to go see your father.
Yep.
And she was like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to see him.
I'm not going to see him. Yeah. She's a monster. He's a fucking monster. Just like everybody say, you know. But you kind of like, okay, what the fuck did he do? You know, then you get images of she was raped before, and then he was like, damn, is he one of those kind of crazy fathers?
Right.
You don't know.
Right, you really don't know.
And they slowly peel it.
Right.
The story is so great. They're not giving you everything, but as they give you a little, then you say, oh, okay, now I can take that one off. And
right,
and
because the father had, what he did, he had a butcher knife or something, and went into, knocked on people's door and started killing them and killed all the girls.
So he, you know, when they finally revealed what happened was he anointed all the children in the neighborhood with a little cross on their head. Because she was telling her neighbor she had a Christmas party.
Right.
But the only reason why she had a Christmas party because she came home one day and the police and everybody was around and her neighbors said, oh, I've chased some guy that was watching you from the distance. I chased him down, but he got away.
Right, right.
And she was like, oh, he's kind of, wow, mm-hmm. He's kind of handsome. When, you know, so she was, you see that she was attracted to him. But let's flip to the attraction thing. Here's the other story, because there was so many fucking stories. So her best friend's husband, she was sleeping with him.
That's right, she sure
and
was.
And he kept coming back, oh, I need to see you.
Yep.
She said, wait a minute, how do you need to see me? And I just told you I got raped. Well, you know, that's still attracted to me. So she was kind of like, damn, this dude is crazy.
Yeah,
but she was like, fuck it, you know.
And she tried to break it off with him, too.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand job. How about that? Fuck that. So I'm like, damn, this woman is crazy, though. So that was another thing. So she attracted to a neighbor, but she's trying to break it off with him because she you see, she just didn't want to deal with this dude anymore. He was an idiot anyway.
Right.
You know, even her wife said, what did you see when she finally told her at the end? What did you see in him? She's like, nothing really. You know, I just needed to fuck somebody. And I was like, damn.
Well, I mean, remember, you know, the way she did it, I don't like this. I mean,
it was kind of smooth, but right, that was the end. But
yeah, and
but
you
before
jump,
we get
you
into
jump,
that,
you jumping ahead of things.
No. That's the storyline.
Okay,
just to end that portion.
Okay,
of
no,
her
you can't,
sleeping with.
No, you can't end that like that.
No, it wasn't ended. But
you
know, it was. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, because she did go. She did lay up in the bed with his wife now, and they.
Oh
like,
yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
"Remember this day where we were?"
No,
you know?
But that was when. Why did she come over? Oh, whoa. So at the Christmas party.
Yes.
Everybody came over.
Yes.
Her ex-husband was seeing some school-age girl that thought he was this famous writer. So he was loving that. And he was like, and she was loving him. Oh, he's so intelligent. Oh, my God. And I'll skip to the back end, too. But she found out he wasn't that guy. And she fucking left him. So that was funny as hell. But she invited her and him to the Christmas party. her mother and her little live-in Casanova boy invited her.
Right. And what did Mama do?
And Mama said, I have an announcement. We're getting married. Uh-huh. And so Michelle, when everybody was quiet, she just went, ah! And she said, oh, excuse me. So she kind of laughed and everybody was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yep, it sure was.
So the neighbor was there with his wife, you know, real handsome man, big business guy, banker and everything. And she was attracted to him. And so she took her shoes off and started, you know, playing with him and jiggling with his balls with her toes under the table, but you know, just you know, flirting. And yep. Then her best friend's husband was like, you need to stop flirting with him.
Yeah,
she was like, it's over with you. How are you gonna come to my house trying to make demands and shit? She said, get away from me. So you know, so they were talking and everybody kind of separated into the different rooms.
Yep.
His wife wanted to see the Pope and they were sitting there, and then her mother came up to her saying, I need you to see your father. I need you to. She was like, no, fuck no again.
And what happened to Mom?
And Mom passed the fuck out right there.
Yep. Had a heart attack.
Had a massive stroke.
Yep.
And she was sent to the hospital.
And that's where.
No, before that, she gets to the hospital and she's like, is this real? Are you sure she had a stroke or is she faking? And the doctor looking at her like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, she's not faking.
Yeah, she really thought she was faking.
So she was like, damn, all right.
Yeah, she has some issues with her mom. Yeah, you could tell that.
Yeah, so that's when they took her home. And her best friend went to
her best friend's house.
And they was like, her best friend said, you sleep down here. She told her husband, you sleep here.
Yeah. And she said,
wait a minute, y'all sleeping together?
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, they go upstairs and they just lay in the bed and they say, oh, remember, I forgot the place. Remember the such and such? Yeah, we couldn't do anything because we was giggling so much.
Mm-hmm. You know. And I mean, that was like, okay, this woman is crazy. But you could tell just how powerful she was.
Yeah.
Because she basically had this, like, energy like, okay, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I'm powerful. I'm attractive. And I'm basically going to do anything that I really want to do.
Right. So from there, okay, her husband tried to sleep with her in his house.
Yeah, in his house.
I'm like, nigga, please.
She was like, come on.
But she did sleep with him.
She did sleep with him. And he was like, wow, that was different. You played like you was dead.
She's like, no.
No, this is the last time. We promised.
No, she said, no, I'm not fucking you no more.
Yeah, that's it. We agreed. I'm not fucking you anymore.
That's exactly what she said. I'm like, so God, I was damn. Like,
damn, all right. Yeah. So again, so she went back to her job. So somebody, the video game that they was making, they actually made an image of her. That one of the characters, they put her face on there and the creature was having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it went viral in the office. So she had the one programmer said, I need for you to do the research and find out who did this. And he was like, no, I can't do that. It's really illegal. And she's like, I got 10,000 francs for your ass. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, okay. You know, money talks. So he was like, okay. And so he started doing that. But, you know, fast forward to that, she found out because she researched on his own computer that he was obsessed with her.
Yep.
He
was the one that did the video of her.
But he didn't want it to get out. Right. One of the other programmers found it
and leaked it out.
And put it out. So
sure did.
She said, okay, before I fire you, take your dick out. And he was like, what? She said, I need to see your dick or
you're fired.
You're fired. And then she was like, I thought you was Jewish. No. She said, okay. And then he was like, do I get the $10,000?
Hell
no.
Like,
no.
No.
And walked away. She said, the guy I'm looking for is circumcised. So then she just looked at him and walked off. And that's when he asked for his money. And she was like, go to hell, basically. But so this is going on. And this woman is in total control of everything.
Yep.
And I her mean, mind yep. is like, okay, she went and got some mace. She went and got a fucking axe. And she even had that guy take her to the range to learn how to shoot. So she was doing some things. She kept reminiscing about certain other things. But then...
So this is where the second time he came...
The second time she's at the house.
Right.
And...
He came in again.
And he broke in.
Yeah, he broke into her back door. It was like he didn't break the window. He just like broke
in. Yeah, he just broke in.
Oh, did she open the door and he came in? I can't remember. No, he was hiding behind the curtains.
Yeah, so it was because it's a total of...
Three times. Yeah.
No, this is the second time. So, yeah, so he flashed in and she's fighting with him. She knocked down the chair. She had a baby chair. She ordered a baby chair. And, he was just smacking the shit out of her, just punching her. She pulled that chair down and knocked him in the head.
Grabbed the scissors.
And he fell off. Not yet, because, you know, he was still tussling with her. And so she was kind of like, I'm out of it. But then she reached over and there was some scissors on the ground.
Yes.
And she stabbed him in the damn hand. And he was like, my hand.
And pulled that.
But he said it in French, though. He didn't do like, he didn't go like, oh, my hand. He was like, oh, the pouvoir, the cookie.
And then she pulled his head.
She pulled the hood off him. And guess who the fuck it was? The damn neighbor she was trying to sleep with any damn way.
Yep, the damn neighbor. Oh, and she
was like, get out of here. She said it in French, though. She did say it in French.
Yeah.
So she was like, get out. So it was like, wow, this is fucking crazy. It was the dude next door.
I mean, and it's like, she told him to get out. And I'm like,
call the fucking police.
I know. And she, like, nothing happened.
Then, so in the morning, she gets out checking her mail, and he gets out, he leaves and gets in the car. But before he gets in the car, he turns around and looks at her. Mm-hmm. She looks at him.
And just drive on by like it was
drive off. And she doesn't say anything.
Yep.
And it's like, whoa.
Yep. And then she, made it a point. And then she made an appointment to see her father, right?
No, not yet. It wasn't that. She didn't make an appointment to see her father yet. So the thing, but after that, it was, her son came back home and she was like, what are you doing here? He said, she kicked me out. She was like, why?
I lost my job.
And guess why you lost your job?
And guess what else was there?
No. Why you lost your job? Because my car don't work. She said, because your car don't work, you got to pay for an apartment, you got it for family? It's a long way. And then she hears a baby crying. He was like, what? She was, what? And she was like, this is not your baby. I'm the father of this. No, this is not your baby. I'm telling you, you gotta give it back.
No, we miss a whole part.
Oh, sorry.
See, you did this to me. You do this to me. You do this to me.
I'm sorry. So, anywho, he rushed to his family and said, we at the hospital. Harry, you need to be here. So she was having a baby early, I guess.
And then you know what? I was when that happened, I was like, that damn baby's black.
So, the thing is, before you see anything, she was there, and she was like, I hope there's no problems. Mm-hmm. And he was like, here's my buddy Eric. Remember the name?
Yeah.
Here's my buddy Eric, right? Yep. And it was the black guy. That was the guy that he works with at the fast food place. So, they were there, and then so she goes and sit down with her ex-husband. And he said, you shouldn't have left me. And she said, you shouldn't have hit me. And he was like, that's what I regretted for the rest of my life. And then she's like, come on in. And so her son comes back out, and they're at the hospital. He said, come on in. So she comes on in, and they was like, here's the baby. And they turned the baby around, and it's a black baby.
Oh, that ain't the only thing.
So Eric's is in there. And
he had big old smile on his face.
Smiling like, well, look at that baby. But he don't say anything like, that's my child. He don't say a goddamn thing. So then she said, the baby need to be nursed. And she was like, no, I don't care who's in here. So right above her breast, she has a tattoo that says
Eric.
Eric.
And mama seen it.
And she looking at this woman like, and then the girl looking back at him, at her like, so? She don't say nothing. She just give her that look like, so? And I'm like, oh, that is so fucked up. And he said, this is my child. And she was like, I'm not going to say nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let it go mm-hmm. today. I'm not going to say nothing today.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And so with all that happening, her son decides to kidnap the baby and come back home. And his mom was, then, you know, what Michael just said before about the whole baby. So.
Yeah. So then she breaks into the house and she opened the door and she said, give her the baby. Give her the baby. And he has to give it back because they're not married. And he has no rights to the child.
Yep.
So he really couldn't say anything. Oh, but we missed another part. See, this movie was—it's so many storylines.
It really did have
that
so
is really, really hard.
It really
to keep
had so many
linear.
Different levels of
so,
it. Yeah.
So when her mother died in the hospital, but before she died, she told her while she was in the ambulance to go see your father, and she was looking at her like, "Yo, you out of your fucking mind?" And then while she was on a respirator. She was talking to her, and then she actually
died.
Deflibbed and died.
Yep.
So she was like, so they had her ashes, and they was walking out, mm-hmm. and they was going to say, where do we put the ashes? And they was reminiscing about areas here and there. But then her son's girlfriend was yelling at him, and like, you forgot the baby, pacifier or some shit.
Yeah, it
and
was blah, something. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, okay, sorry. And she just took off. And she was like, that's not your child.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm not paying you no mind. She said, that's not your damn child. And she was like kind of getting at him. And he was like, you cunt. And she was like, what? Say that again. She said, you cunt. And then he just ran away.
No, he tried to hit her.
Oh, she said, oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
You put your hand on
go
me.
Go ahead and put your hands on me.
He sure did. He tried to choke the damn girlfriend.
But then she took off and he just left.
Yeah.
And that was right before that he came home.
Right, right.
So, you know.
So now
he's at the house whining, and she's like, oh, let's go out and get something to eat.
Yeah.
Or they
no,
they,
no, no. They went to the food store.
Not
something. Ran into
the rapist neighbor.
Yep.
And he was like, hey, my wife's out of town. She went to see the Pope. I have so much lasagna. I'm not going to be able to eat it alone. And she was looking at him like, what the fuck? And her son was like, sure.
Yep. Son says sure.
Sure. And she was like, okay. So they get to the house. They're eating. They're casually talking and blah, blah, blah. Her son is just drinking up some wine.
Yeah, because he was so upset.
So distraught and shit.
Yep.
So he's just drinking up some goddamn wine.
Right.
So, you know, they sit on the side. And before that, he passes out. And he's sitting on there. So they're having a conversation on the side.
About the heated floors.
The heated floors. And he said, I have some kind of... She think he made it up because it sounded like some old bullshit anyway. Mm-hmm. But she was like, he said, it's in the basement. And she was like, okay. She said, you want to see it? And she was like,
okay.
Okay. So they won't go downstairs and he kind of show her... But he closed the door behind them as they went in. I was like, uh-oh, this crazy motherfucker right here. But he closed the door behind him. And as she goes down and he points it out, and then he grabs her. And she said, my son is upstairs. He said, that door muffles all the noise.
Yep.
So he's kind of busting her head up against the wall, throw her on the ground.
Yep, and raped her again.
And raped her again. And
but she enjoyed this one.
So, no, she enjoyed it.
It was
okay,
like... Right,
okay, yeah. Okay, okay. Okay. So I don't want to say she faked it, but I'll just say she shows him that she enjoyed it.
And it seemed like, I don't know, I mean, you really don't know if this was really a setup. You really didn't.
You don't know what she
really, her mindset. I mean, you really didn't know how she was going to do this.
Yep.
And so she wake up her son and go back across the street.
Yep, go across the street.
So now her life has changed.
So now she's like, I got some shit going. So
no. We forgot about the car accident.
Oh, that's right.
Because she went to visit her father. No, she called up the prison.
Oh, yeah, she called up the prison.
Visit her father. To, you know. After they told him that he is going to stay there another 10 years for parole. You know, he couldn't go to front of the people.
The parole board. Yeah, board.
Exactly.
Years.
So she called up the prison and said, okay.
I'll be
there tomorrow.
She said, I'm just here to spit in his face.
Right.
She said, maybe literally.
Okay. And her father. Kills himself.
The warden guy said, I'm sorry, but your father's dead. She's like, what? She said, what happened? Well, he hung himself with the sheets. She said, when? Between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. And I was like, and then she was like, when did you get my call? He said, before 7.
Yep.
So she realized then, so you killed yourself based on me coming to see you. So exactly. Me coming to see you killed you.
Yep.
So when she went to see the body, she was like, me coming killed you.
Yep, me coming killed you.
And she walked away.
Yep.
No sure regret, did. No nothing. She was like, fuck it, because I really didn't want to see you anyway. So, you know, she gave that impression. So after she did that, then she said, then she went back to work. And yep. The game was finally done.
No, the car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. The car accident. So she has a car accident.
Right.
Because the reporter calls her. She was like, how the fuck you get my number?
Right. And then a deer jumped in front while she was talking. And she swerved not to hit the deer and hit a tree.
Yep.
And she tried to call one first. She called her girlfriend.
And then she called her ex-husband.
And then guess who she called?
She had a flyer. With her neighbor's fucking number on her.
The rapist.
The rapist. So, you know, so he comes and get her, pulls her out. And, you know, this was before her son came there, too. Because, remember, she had that brace on her leg. So, when they actually, she take it to the house and he said, hey, you know, you need to get that leg checked. Because I used to play soccer. Let me check it out.
So he tried.
She was like, the fuck did that got to do with anything?
He heals the leg.
He said, well, you know, I had injuries. So he puts it on there. And she was like, why? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? And he said it was necessary.
Yep.
And so she was like, what?
Okay, so all of that's done. Okay. All that said.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're coming to the part that's the best part of it all.
So, but this is so crazy. Because after she got that and, you know, they went down, you know, when her son and everything, like we said, when she went into the basement, you know, they go to the scene where she's actually, she actually sees the last portion of the video game being completed.
Right. And it was amazing. They were happy about it.
They were all happy. She shook his hand and said, brilliant. Right. Outstanding.
So we're going to do a party.
Fantastico.
He said, get my son to set up the party.
Yeah, I want him to do the party.
Right. And it's like, okay. So.
He said, you sure? She's like, yeah, let's get him involved. So blah, blah, blah.
So we didn't know that she invited him until like when, you know, at.
Invited who?
The rapist. Until she was like at the party and he came with her. Mm-hmm. And so her son arranged the party. She got her husband to talk to the other programmer to design his app or his game. Mm-hmm. And then she told her girlfriend that
she was seeing her girlfriend's husband just keep looking at her.
Right.
And he was just glaring at her.
And he was trying to make her jealous.
Yeah.
And so she told her girlfriend, I'm the one who slept with your husband.
But you forgot this.
What?
So at the beginning of the party, she told her he's sleeping with somebody. And she was like, really?
Before that. But that was at the office.
Was at the office. Yeah, right. She's sleeping with somebody. She's like, really? Are you sure? And so she was kind of playing it off and shit. But, you know, she started talking with her about that. And then, so when she gets to the party and she sees this guy, she was like, you can see in her mind, she's like, I'm fucking done with this.
Right.
I'm done with these damn lies.
So, and she told him that. She was done with lies. So her girlfriend beats him up. Oh, he tried to talk. He said,
She said, what the hell did you do? And she
I'm tired of the lies. Right. And so she left with the rapist.
So she was like, look, I need for you to take me home.
Right. And she told him in the car.
So they in the car, right? And they just drive. And she said, you know, I don't. I don't know why you thought you was going to get away with this. You know, I don't think you, you know, you realize.
Yeah, and she said, I'm going to report you to the police. And as soon as he got home, he parked. She was.
She got out of the car before
he
got to their place.
Right.
And she just walked in front of the car.
And walked into the side of the house.
And he was like, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to run her fucking over. But he didn't. He just kind of just pulled off to the side. And she walked. And she kept looking back like, I know you fucking coming.
Yep. And he came into her house.
Yep, she came into the house.
With the hood on his head.
Yep.
And then tried to rape her again.
And then she smashed him over the head with a couple of things.
Right.
She beat his ass.
Right. And then her son came in.
No, so he gets on the ground and she keep, and you see, she kept waiting for him. I was
right.
What the fuck is she?
Yep.
What? I mean, who's in the house? I don't understand. But sooner or later, she looked up right in front of her TV living room area. She's glancing past him.
Right.
And her son comes in and he grabs like a piece of wood or whatever.
And hits him on the head.
And knocks the shit out of him.
Yep.
Gashes the hell out of his brain.
His brain's all open.
Yeah.
And then he said,
why?
And he died.
And freaking died.
And that was like, wow.
So this woman set this whole shit up. Mm-hmm. But she did it in a way that was like, did you really have to go through all of that? You could have just reported his ass. But what we forgot was when her father killed all of those kids, he had her, because she told him the story, the rapist. She said, my father then took me to the house and burnt the house. We was in the middle of burning all our clothes when the police showed up. So they always saw me and called me the Ash Girl because I was half naked with ashes all over me.
Yes, exactly.
So they called me the Ash Girl. But there I was standing beside my psychopath father and me, the other psychopath.
Right.
So people saw her as a psychopath, even though she had, you don't know. Well, let me back up. They never said if she was involved in the killings or not.
No, they didn't.
And she never admitted that she wasn't.
Right.
She just said, he's a fucking monster.
Right.
So you don't know. You
really don't know. But
she knew what he did. She was saying, what people don't talk about is the animals. So he was killing dogs. He was killing cats. But she said, but he didn't kill the hamster. I don't understand. Maybe he was, you know, in for hamsters. So it was really weird. So this was her coldness to her life and people thinking that she was crazy and they treated her a certain way. So this was hearing that, you understood where she came from.
And this was just an amazing story.
So it was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
That she took this and said, based on the way the police would have probably treated her, she said, I'm going to do this shit on my own.
Right, right.
And I'm strong enough to do it.
Right.
With everything else going on in her life, I'm fucking going to do this.
So I think that, you know, for those people who don't think that foreign movies is worth it, they are very
sadly mistaken.
I mean, I really would. I would really recommend, if it does come out on Netflix, eventually it will, HBO or any of the streaming service, you need to watch it. You need to actually exactly watch it and be patient and read the subtitles. You may like it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know how to read. It's not that long.
So the first movie I saw of Isabelle was Merci pour le chocolat. That movie was freaking amazing because you don't know where it was going. She has a tendency of playing strong women that freaking kills people. She fucking kills them. She winds up being a cold-hearted, look, I ain't taking this no more. So that was a first movie, and everything that I could possibly see that she was in, French or whatever, we started to see. She was in a supporting role of the Oscar-nominated Amour. She was the daughter of these two professors, and her mother was losing her mind. She had Alzheimer's, and he was taking care of her. And it was a very, very romantic and sad movie, but she was the daughter that was in there. And she was on a couple of other ones that we just had a tendency of just seeing because she's such an amazing actress, amazing. So with this one, she totally took over the movie, and she won the Golden Globes, but she won so many other awards just for this movie here. This was a standout role. So she didn't even get nominated for the movie. She was nominated for Best Actress up against, you know, Emma Stone, which for the La La Land. I'm not sure if I'm ready to see that yet. Everybody's raving about it. And, you know, you still got these movies like that we saw, Chicago and Moulin Rouge, these musicals. And what's The Artist? That's the other one, the black and white one was The Artist. Great movies, but I don't think I'm mentally ready to see another musical. But this was just an amazing movie. Patience, just like Leisha said, patience, yep. You have to be patient with this because you're kind of like, when is she going to do something? What? She don't even know who it is.
It wasn't a boring movie, so
it wasn't boring though.
Yeah, it didn't draw out. Things was happening.
But they distracted you from the fact that, damn, she was raped, and what is she gonna do about this? Mm-hmm. Oh, she was doing something about it, but she was so emotionless. You really didn't know what she was really doing, and you know, you don't even know if she had an idea if this was the guy or not. Oh, and then once she realized it was him, she knew he had some kind of fetish. You know what I mean? But she was like, I'm done with this. I got you now. You know, so she set him up. But amazing movie. Amazing movie. Isabelle Huppert, really great actress. Very great actress. So, any last thoughts about it?
No. Just be patient. I would suggest you watch it.
So, the other one that I'm looking to come to Georgia, it's a Oscar nominated movie as well. It's called The Salesman. It's an Iranian movie, so pretty, you know, different. It's basically about an Iranian couple who moved into another area to get away from a certain area, and his wife gets raped, and they are scared to go to the police, so he goes out tracking him down, and he has to go through so much to avoid the law, but also stand up and say, I'm going to do something because this happened to my wife. And it's a really, really interesting movie. So we're trying to get to see that one as well. And then there's another one of Land of Mine. Not mine, you know, like personal mind, but Land of Mine. And this is in, I think it's in Poland or some Scandinavian country, but they capture all the Germans and they make all the Germans go to the beach and dig up all the mines. So they have to dig the mines up. And if they blow up, they blow up. But all the German soldiers that they captured, that's their job now, is to pick up all the freaking mines. And I'm like, wow, how crazy is that? So great, great foreign movies. So I look at a couple, and like I said, every time I go to the Oscar nominations, those kind of stood out. There was two other ones that I saw the previews of that was kind of like comedic, but these two was the really two standouts. But there we go. That was L. Our foreign film for the Oscars. So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, we'll see you soon. We have a couple of other movies coming up as well. We have a couple of TV series that we're still checking out, but we'll be back probably in about another week or two once we find out if we can see Manchester on the Sea or Bay, whichever one that is, and hopefully to see The Salesman as well. So, thank you, and hope to see you soon on dreadlockconnoisseur.com, urbanwinelife.com, Coffee Women and
Tech. Coffee Women and Tech, and follow me on Twitter.
And find
BLK Woman.
Yep, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for stopping by, and thank you, and God bless.
Yes, warm farewell.
Bye.
Bye.